You're listening to Two Moms, Zero Attention Span, the podcast with your host, Jess Martini.
Hi, guys. Welcome to Two Moms, Zero Attention Span. I'm Jess, and today I am here with Kayla. As you guys know her, Kayla J, formerly Crafty KJ. And we are going to be talking about social media today. So, and I have to thank Kayla because I did not know what I was going to do for this podcast today. And Kayla's like, I have 30 minutes. I can pop on with you real quick. So
we're going to squeeze this. As my timer is telling me, I have 18 minutes before I have to get him out of that office and back to school. We're multitasking. It's one of those days. We're cramming the things in.
Every day of motherhood is just doing five things all at the same time and then feeling like you did nothing. That's
honestly, that is the best way to describe it. Yeah. And also housewife life is also the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of things go unnoticed, but you'll be so tired. And, you know, like my husband will be like, oh, I didn't even notice you cleaned that room. What? Why do you think I'm so tired?
Yeah.
They don't realize all the things.
Do you know how many things run through my brain every single day? Every single day.
Yes.
And it's then somebody asked me, they're like, oh, what'd you do today? And I'm like, I don't know. What did I do today? Did I do anything today? But
yeah.
It's crazy. Even before my kids go to school, you know, even just that small window, that like hour and a half in the morning, like you're getting up, you're getting dressed, you're making sure that like they have all their things. Like today is the book day, dress as your favorite book character. And there's a Lego contest and you got to remember that. You got to send an email, making breakfast, making lunch, checking, double checking backpacks, making sure you didn't miss some obscure flyer or something. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, and you do all of that. You unload the dishwasher or something, whatever. There's always extra things. And then you still feel like you did nothing. And even before like 8 a.m., you did all those things.
Yeah. 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 I just tell myself to chill out sometimes. Cause I got those like 2.5 hours in the morning, you know, just mm-hmm. by myself.
Mm-hmm.
I have to get very torn in between when I'm doing all the things. I'm like, you should probably go sit because you know what the rest of your afternoon is going to look like. But then I feel like a piece of crap and then I'll only give myself like 30 minutes and that's the only time that I will sit. And then I just go. And I'm like, I've got to stop doing this. I'm like my own worst enemy when it comes to that stuff, which is why we're so overwhelmed and have been sucking at social media lately.
Yeah.
We are slacking on like no other, but I'm glad you're doing it with me. We're both slacking.
I feel like I am slacking, one, but two, it does also feel like good to slack a little bit. You know, it feels like a healthier, like one thing, and this, because it is unhealthy. It's unhealthy for your brain. Because when I was like, when I'm really into social media, it's hard for me to not think about it. Like, it's hard for me to not think about all, like, ooh, that would be a good thing to talk about. That would be a good thing to post. Oh, these people are asking questions about this, or, you know, or I'll see a trend and I'm like, yeah, I want to jump on that. Like,
I always tell people that too, because especially when they just get TikTok, because that's the only most active I'm on is TikTok. When I did my crafts and when I was doing all the things, but mm-hmm. even still,
mm-hmm.
I will have a notebook and I will write my idea, because my ideas will keep going. And you and me talk about this a lot, how we talk to ourselves, like literally out loud, like laugh at our own, like it's probably a little odd, but no, I will have conversations with myself while I'm driving the car or in the shower, and I will have like my little lines, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like it's healthy that I'm talking out loud, but then I'll go and write it down because I'm not in the mood all the time to talk on TikTok anymore. I don't know why, mm-hmm. but it's been like that for probably 6 months now, where I'm just mm-hmm. like, I don't really feel like talking, and I just want to be a viewer. And mm-hmm. not a creator.
You and I both, you started social media, use social media for the same way. We're both very creative people. We both, you know, have a lot of things to say. We like to just, and so I think there is a lot of good that comes from that. It's a creative outlet. And we both use it as like a sense of community too. We met through social media and now we talk every single day. Like I've made, you know, legitimate friendships and relationships. But then there is that side of it that I think that parents should know about, because a lot of parents are viewers on social media, casual viewers, but they're not like, they don't see the behind the scenes of like what it kind of does to your brain when you start actively using it. And it's not our fault. I mean, I have a brain that's prone to addiction. I'm neurodivergent. You are too. but the truth is,
probably yes.
Yeah. And I don't know a single adult that isn't, if you were to look at like the definition of addiction, that isn't actually addicted to their phone. That doesn't like wake up and want to look at it. It's the last thing they see before they go to sleep. They get nervous if it's not in their pocket all the time, you know? Like,
That's what I said the other day. Like, I think it was on Instagram. I'm like, if when I know that lately, probably, yeah, since like last July, it's like, if I know that my husband and my children are home and we are finally safe and good, I will put my phone in my drawer and I will walk away and I will go and I'm so, because even when I'm cleaning, it's sitting there in my thing. So then I'll pause and I'll break. And then I'm like, you've got to like go put it away. So 100%. That has helped tremendously. And I tell everyone to do that if they can, if they feel like if TikTok was taken away, which I don't know if you saw that where they're banning it from phones, there's like a million phones that they're doing it to. So watch it be mine. Android, you know how they hate us. So yeah, I'm just like, I don't know. If they said this is gone, I would be like, okay, it's gone. Like, I'm not addicted to that way, but I am also like where it's a good distraction. If I get like really stressed out, then I'm just like, oh. But yeah, I always try to tell people, set that thing down. If like, you know that your family's home and everyone's safe and nothing else is going on, go throw that thing in the drawer, walk away from it and go just be present without it stuck to you.
Yeah. I mean, if I'm like with my family, we're at a family gathering, whatever, we're out somewhere or something, my phone's not around. Like I'll put it down, I'll leave it in my purse, whatever. It's not even around. I'm not looking at it because I also think about the impact of our kids not watching us be present during the day.
Yeah, yeah. Ma'am says I'm not allowed to have, like when we're playing, when we're in her playroom, I am not allowed to have my phone out.
Mm-hmm. Because I think about that a lot, because I think about not just the impact of our kids on social media, but our kids watching us on social media. So I'm very aware. And that's when I about a year and a half ago, maybe closer to 2 years now, I drastically changed my content. And you see me talking in the car a lot. You see me talking in like this corner of like a room a lot. And it's because I don't want my kids to see me on my phone making content. Like I don't want them to watch their mom wrapped up in a square, in this world that only exists to me when my kids are in this real world all around me. And I think the other thing is that with these kids, and I don't know if you've thought about this, you have a preteen. How do you feel about social media for the kids, for your kids?
He's not allowed to have it. He has YouTube and he watches Reels. I don't even know if, I don't believe he has a YouTube account, like an actual account.
I think they're called shorts on YouTube.
Oh, shorts. Okay. Okay.
You don't need an account to watch YouTube. Yeah.
No, he doesn't. And he doesn't like the videos, but the algorithm is still giving him what he's, you know, how TikTok does, where if we're watching certain thing, it's going to be a very similar content. So the majority of his shorts, his feed is basketball and kids his age making like mom jokes or dad jokes or, you know, that type, which I'm comfortable with.
Preteen humor.
But he's only 11. He just got his phone this past summer, right before sixth grade. So I just think baby steps at a time. I do not let him have his phone at nighttime. He turns it in right before he goes to bed. I have access to it. I don't know. I know eventually he's gonna want to get TikTok or want to get, he's already asked for it. We said no. And he's like, why? And I was like, but even the TikTok, even TikTok CEO doesn't even allow, he has like an 8-year-old. We've talked about this before, an 8-year-old and a 6-year-old or something. And he won't even let them have TikTok, but he said that there is family pairing that you can do where you can have access to their stuff. So I don't know. It makes me nervous.
It makes me nervous too, but there's a couple reasons why it makes me particularly nervous. So number one, like I don't think I'm going to let my kids get social media or have social media. I think that's going to be a boundary that I uphold until they're older in their teens and they can fully understand the gravity of what it is that they're putting on the internet. I think, and I really hope that societally, we are going to give these young kids a pass when they're older for the things that they put on the internet when they were 14, 15, 16. I really hope that 10 years from now, 15 years from now, these kids aren't going to try to go in to their dream job and whatever it is. And whatever it is that they put on the internet when they were 14, 15 is not going to be dug up and held against them. Because you know that a lot of these kids are putting things up for everybody to see that they're going to regret one day and that they're going to cringe. And we all did it. We made cringy stuff. Like I have this Cheetah Girls music video. Thank God it was like on one of those old like camcorders.
VHS? Yeah, mine was on VHS.
If that saw the light of day today, mortified, just mortified.
Yeah.
But if I was a teen today, it probably would have been, you know, it could have been up on YouTube. It could have been my everybody could have seen that.
Yeah.
So yeah. I worry about, and I also worry about how easy it is for people with harmful intentions to have access to our children. They fake accounts, they make fake accounts, they're behind the scenes, they're watching them, and it's gross, and it's so easy for these kids to think that they know people through a screen, or that they know people through, you know, and they don't, and yeah, it's a little, those types of things, because you see kids getting roped into doing things that they otherwise wouldn't do, you know, and those types of things we're navigating for the first time. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to create boundaries around dangers that you don't know exist. The other thing is that we've really monetized human attention. We're taking these underdeveloped kid brains, teen brains, and we're putting them in front of something that is inherently addicting. We're giving them shots of dopamine every 3 to 5 seconds. And then we're saying, okay, regulate it yourselves. They can't do that. We can barely do it as adults. You know?
Yeah, that's why I take his phone at night, because otherwise I know he's going to sit there and he's going to scroll and he's going to scroll, and he's not going to get the sleep that he needs to actually focus for schoolwork, because their schoolwork is just, I mean, his face is in a piece of paper all freaking day long with a little bit of breaks here and there. Mm-hmm. So I know how it's affected my brain. So I can only imagine on his what it would do, because my attention span ever since social media, ever since I got on TikTok, it is very frightening, because I'm like, holy crap, I can't focus. I can barely watch a movie. I can barely watch a movie. It's the way that I process things now. I'm just like, okay.
What you said is actually really interesting. You said, I can barely watch a movie, and I noticed. So I get into TV shows. I like reality TV.
TV shows I can do yeah. Reality TV.
Because I like to turn my brain off. Like I have a brain that's constantly moving all the time. That's why we talk to each other, like talk to ourselves out loud. You and I both do that. We'll just start talking because our brain is like moving.
There's so moving, way moving. Too much in here.
Right. It's just constant. And so I notice I'm having trouble watching series. Like I used to like binge series, like reality TV show series. Mm-hmm. And I'm having more and more trouble doing that. I start falling asleep. Like, like after like 5 minutes or 10 minutes, because I'm like, no, I'm not going to get on my phone. I'm not going to do anything else besides this. My brain's like, okay, well, good night.
Like, which is good. So it's probably our brains telling us, like, thank God, because we're not sitting there telling our brain to tell our finger to scroll, keep going.
Scroll. Yeah.
Move that finger, girl. Move that finger. Same thing. I love Real Housewives. And my husband's like, why do you watch this garbage? I was like, literally, I think about nothing else.
I love the garbage. I love the garbage. I love
garbage.
I love garbage.
Because their problems are just not even in the same, like, no. We're worried about our freaking power bill. They're worried about, like, oh my God, you showed up in the same dress as me. Like, I need that garbage. Mm-hmm. That's just not even that serious. My brain is not even thinking about anything at all except watching these beautiful women just complain about yes. each other, talk
yeah,
shit about
I want to watch. I want to watch their problems and not think about mine. Their problems are fun. Their
it sounds like they say, like I don't like drama unless it's someone else's or something. That's me. I like
that
to watch.
That kind of sums up social media. That kind of
I don't want to be a part of it.
The other thing that I worry about on with kids on social media is they don't get a break from because one thing that's very difficult about being a teen is the constant fear that you're going to be embarrassed, or the constant like the trying to find yourself as a unique human being while also simultaneously being desperate to fit in. That line is incredibly hard to navigate as a preteen, as a teen, and it creates a lot of angst for everyone. Yeah. And they don't get a break from that. They don't get to just let their hair down, to just be themselves, to just when they take that aspect of teenage existence and bring it into their own homes. That used to be like a place where you could just forget about those problems. And yeah. I can't imagine that's good for mental health. I can't imagine. I also think that it exposes them to a lot of really mature material young. So
yeah, that will going to public school will also do that to you. So
oh, yeah.
There's you can guard them as much as you want, but then there's just gonna be kids who have been exposed to some and a lot mm-hmm. more and are just sharing their stories, and you know your kid's gonna be like, well, what is that? What? But I mean, I have several friends that have fifth grade, sixth grade ages, right? And they allow their children on TikTok, and the drama that they tell me, where especially girls, where they'll see comments like other fifth grade girls, sixth grade girls commenting nasty things, and being upset, like, you used my sound. Why would you use my sound? You're copying me. They're just girl world is just, it's a little toxic. It's a little cattiness. It's unfortunate that they can't just, you know, all be supportive, but they're, the way that they are, I'm like, I don't know what it will be like for my son, but he's not going to find out anytime soon. He's asked for Snapchat. I said, when you turn 18, you can do it. He's like, are you serious? I have to wait till I'm 18. I'm like, yep. Cause Snapchat is the worst. It is, there's no reason for a child to have Snapchat at all.
And I did see, you know, my neighbor, her daughter is, I think, 11 now or 12, and she loves dancing. Like, her and her friends, they love to dance. They're just really into it. Like, that's their thing. So they all, especially during like quarantine, they got private TikTok accounts, so they can only really see each other. So they would like share their dancing stuff or whatever.
Yeah, and which is so wonderful.
Yeah. So I think they're like, there is some ways that kids are utilizing it like appropriately, and there's family pairing and stuff like that. I'm talking specifically just about like the public pages that everybody can see. Cause I think there probably is a difference between having, you know, a handful of good friends on a private page that you all just kind of share your dancing videos together, or, you know, and because I had a MySpace when I was in high school.
Oh, me too.
And I didn't utilize it to do like anything crazy when I was in high school. I had like my top eight, which, by the way, talk about toxic, ranking your friends 1 through 8. I have my top eight. I have my few friends that I talked to, but I wasn't doing anything crazy. I'm sure there's other kids that are navigating it, and parents are having, but I think one way to help protect your kids is to create an environment where they feel like they can talk to you about anything. It's not like kids won't ever do things that they're not supposed to do, or they're not going to get into situations where they're in over their head. That's also part of the young adult and teen experience. But if they can talk to you about it, if they can use you for guidance instead of other teens, I think that is enormously helpful in protecting these kids.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for chit-chatting with me today.
Yes, anytime. You just tell me and then we'll make it happen.
No, I will say the one thing that I do love about social media is that I have found, like, not a ton, but a couple of very real friendships. Like, we met on TikTok. We've never even met in real life. I would consider you a real friend.
Oh, yeah. If only you live closer.
I know. Even without the app, we would definitely still be friends. I wish we did live closer though. That's a big bummer.
I know.
I wish we didn't have schedules. Our husbands didn't have schedules that allowed us to actually meet each other.
I know. Well, I mean, at this rate, we could just bring the kids along and just make it a whole thing.
It would just have to be a whole.
I can't keep up with their schedules. They're never going to match. It's never going to.
Never. It's just too much.
It is.
All right, girl. Well, I'll let you run. Thank you jumping on.
All right, Bill.
All right.
Have a good day.
All right. Bye, girl.
Bye.